And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. State education officials are announcing a new plan today. They're trying to head off violence in Louisiana schools. The Department of Education will announce a new initiative today. Dr. Kate Brumley, Superintendent of Education, says that the plan will be announced today with representatives of Crime Stoppers.
We're excited about the information we're releasing today, which we think will help fill a void and take us to the next step in terms of school security, which is our most important responsibility.
The idea is to implement a program at schools that, like Crime Stoppers, would then let students inform officials of possible violence, but they get to remain anonymous. Brumley says so many kids are reluctant to come forward for fear they'll be branded as a rat.
And it will allow students to speak up, so to speak, without having to do that in a public way.
Brumley says the details will be revealed at an 11 a.m. press conference today. He says the State Department of Education will encourage school systems around the state to embrace the program. It can help stop acts of school violence before it happens.
It will be around creating an opportunity in an anonymous, confidential way for kids within the building to speak up if something doesn't seem right within their school or within their peers.
Brumley says that the safety of students is their primary concern. Louisiana residents on food stamps will receive an increase in their monthly maximum benefits this month. Assistant Secretary for the Department of Children and Family Services, Shavonna Howard, says that a household of four that gets SNAP benefits will see their monthly maximum rise to $939, almost a $100 increase.
Of course, this is really just to adjust to the increase in the food costs that we've seen across the country.
Howard says the federal government determines the cost of living adjustment. Howard says gross and net monthly income limits for households are increasing because of inflation.
Instead of being 130% of the federal poverty level to be eligible for SNAP, we've actually increased it to 200% of the federal poverty level. So more individuals should now be eligible.
And in weekend sports, Johnny Lang ran for one touchdown, caught a pass for a score, and returned a 98-yard kickoff as Arkansas State beat the ULM Warhawks 45-28 in a Sun Belt contest. Arkansas State snapped a string of three straight losses in the contest after a season-opening routing of Grambling. The Warhawks are at home for homecoming this week. They will take on the red-hot 5-0 Coastal Carolina Chanticleers at 7 o'clock in Malone Stadium Saturday evening. From studios on the campus of ULM, this is 90.3 KDM Monroe.